Today on Sports Card Investor, we're looking at some football cards, basketball cards, baseball cards, and soccer cards to tell you which ones our team would buy, sell, or hold. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to a special episode of The Forecast, the show where we take a look at some important cards in various sports and tell you which ones our team would invest in and which ones we would stay away from and why. And today I'm joined by a very special guest. It is our director of sports card data here at Sports Card Investor, Parker. Parker, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be on.
All right, thanks, Parker. We're looking forward to hearing which cards you would buy, sell, or hold. Now, of course, this show is normally hosted by my sister, Amber. She is off on a lovely vacation right now, but we look forward to having her back next week. This show, like all of our shows, is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with the Price Guide beta within the eBay app, and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. All right, before we get started, a couple of cool things going on to tell you about. First of all, Star Stock is doing another 64-person box battle tournament. They did one of those at the National. We covered it here on our channel. They're doing another one next week, and there's still opportunity to enter. This is virtual. You can enter from your home, but if you want to be part of that, you can find out all of the details by going to starstock.com/breaks, and that tournament takes place on Monday. That should be a fun one to watch for sure. Also, in the last show, I mentioned we have some job openings at Sports Card Investor. We've added even more. I think we now have something like 7 job openings. We've added another product marketing job and some more content production jobs. If you're interested in joining the fastest growing team in the sports card hobby, go to sportscardinvestor.com/jobs to read about all of the new openings we just posted. All right, it's time to talk about our first player today, and we are starting with the Miami Dolphins young quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. The quarterback who, of course, came out of Bama with a lot of hype, overcoming a bad injury to play a fair amount his rookie season. His stats were, they were not spectacular, 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, but he did show some hope. And there was a lot of anticipation around Tua's cards entering into this season. However, the Dolphins did win their first game. Their second game, they got smacked by the Bills, and in the process, Tua got absolutely crunched, had to leave the game with kind of a bad-looking rib injury. His cards have been falling in recent weeks. So, Parker, where do you think this leaves us with Tua? Is he a buy, sell, or hold?
So, personally, guys, I have not been high on Tua from the jump, and he hasn't done anything to prove me wrong. So I'm a definite sell on Tua while he still has some hype around him. Like Jeff said, the 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions last season. Something that I saw that kind of stood out to me was 181 yards per game. And, you know, this season, he's actually just barely over 100. Again, very small sample size, had to leave the game last week. But this proves that he's not a 300-yard passing quarterback. And I think to maintain relevance in the hobby, you have to be at least that. And if you're not, you need to be a very lethal rushing threat, which he really isn't. Miami doesn't have a lot of weapons. Pro Football Focus ranked their offensive line 29th heading into the season. It doesn't add up to a lot of hope for me. So I'm a definite sell on Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay, all right, fair enough. That makes me a little nervous. I've got a big Tua card that I pulled from a break. You guys probably saw that on the channel a few months ago. I don't know, maybe I'll think about putting that one on eBay after today's show. We'll see. Let's switch to basketball. Let's go from an up-and-coming player to one of the greats currently playing, Kevin Durant. Now, of course, you guys know all about Kevin Durant. And last year, Despite the fact that the Nets were hobbled all season long and their big three constantly injured, rarely were they on the court together at the same time. But despite all of that, Durant almost got them to the NBA Finals, almost willed them there. But they ultimately lost, as we know, to the Bucks, and the Bucks went on to win the championship. Now we're entering a season where maybe Harden and Kyrie and KD will all actually be able to play together and be healthy and help the Nets reach their potential. Is that going to happen? Parker, what are you doing right now with Kevin Durant cards?
All right, so when it comes to KD, the two big questions we all had heading into last season were, one, was he healthy? And two, would those three superstars be able to play together? I think he answered both those questions. In the small sample size we had of seeing them play together, they all seemed to mesh very well together and complement one another. And for the other one, he seemed to come back 100% from the Achilles. He averaged 26.9 points a game last season, which was more than he ever averaged in his 3 years with Golden State. You know, he's one of the few megastars we have in the NBA, and he's back healthy. The trio of him, Harden, and Kyrie will be together for at least the next 2 years. They've added a lot of vet depth with Paul Millsap, Blake Griffin. I like the direction he's heading in, the Nets are heading in. I'm a buy on Kevin Durant.
I'm with you, Parker. I really like Kevin Durant as well. His card prices over the course of this year have come down a lot. And according to our Market Movers data, they've started to trend back up recently. They've started to go back up a bit, but they're still quite a bit lower than what they were earlier in the year. I agree. I think it's a good buy opportunity for Kevin Durant. Of course, here at Sports Card Investor, we always encourage you to do your own research and to invest in the players who you follow and track and feel confident in. So don't just take our word for it. Please do your own research as well. By the way, all of the players that we cover are suggested by you in the comments on our YouTube video. So comment and let us know what players you would like us to cover next week. The last two players were suggested by Steve and Lith, and this one is suggested by Franco. And his suggestion was Jude Bellingham. Now you guys know Jude Bellingham is the English national team, one of their bright stars, currently a midfielder in the Bundesliga playing for Dortmund. But he's got the attention of a lot of soccer card investors right now because he's considered one of the hot prospects. He may transfer to the Premier League. There's a lot of clubs in the Premier League that are interested in his services. What does this mean for his future card prices? What do you think, Parker?
All right, so Jude Bellingham, he's just the most recent product in a long line of superstars, potential superstars, to come from the talent factory that is Borussia Dortmund. Personally, you know, he hasn't really knocked my socks off yet. He's only 18, of course. He's definitely considered a prospect, if you will, in soccer. But one thing that I don't think gets talked enough about is that print runs seem to be up a decent amount for 2021 products. Even the Topps Now products, which, you know, have just started to come out. You know, his Topps Now rookie card, PSA 10, is the pops over 700 already. That kind of has me a bit concerned. You know, if he was more of a super, you know, megastar talent like Erling Haaland, I'd feel a bit more confident, but, you know, he doesn't seem to be in that superstar, you know, strata yet. So personally, I would just hold on Jude Bellingham until, you know, that moment when he does eventually transfer to the Premier League. And his card prices will definitely go up, then that might be your point to sell.
All right, good insight there, Parker. Interesting. Watch those pop counts and see what they do. That's some interesting insights. By the way, that beautiful artwork behind Parker, that recreation of the Michael Jordan classic card, that is from J. Geeker Studios, and that is for sale. If you want a version of that in your home, you can buy that on sportscardinvestor.com and click on store in the main menu bar. All right, let's switch to baseball and let's talk about a baseball player who's had a great long career, been a fan favorite for many, many years. Let's talk about Joey Votto. Certainly the well-known Reds legend. He's played great for the Reds. Really nice career numbers. His career batting average is a little bit over 300. Very, very impressive for someone with such a long career. His numbers have come down in recent years. His power's declined over the last four seasons as he's gotten older. This year he's batting 272. The question is though, what are you doing with Votto cards right now? Is this a buy, sell, or hold opportunity? And thank you, Michael, for this suggestion. What do you think, Parker?
So I'm no baseball expert, but I've been doing my research. And so Joey Votto looks to be a future Hall of Famer. You know, he's only spent his career with one club, just with the Reds. While they're not a super iconic franchise, there's something to be said about that. He's actually part of a prestigious group of only five active players to be over 2,000 hits. And this season, he's at 33 home runs, which is actually the third most in his 15-year career. He's only four shy of his career high, which is 37, back in 2010 when he won an MVP award. But unfortunately, the Reds only have a 19% chance of making the playoffs. And, you know, I mean, his cards have risen pretty drastically recently. So I would probably capitalize on this and say sell Joey Votto because he doesn't look to be, you know, one of those guys. While he may make the Hall of Fame, doesn't look to be one of those, you know, super iconic legends down the road. So my take would be probably to sell Joey Votto.
Yeah, and it is worth noting, as Parker said, his 2008 Topps rookie card, PSA 10, is more than doubled in the last 60 days. So his cards are up. If you want to sell at that high moment, as Parker said, then perhaps now is the time, even though the Hall of Fame likely is in his future. So I think he makes a decent long-term hold as well, if you want to go that strategy. All right, let's stick with baseball. Let's go with another kind of iconic player currently playing in the big leagues later in his career, Yadier Molina. The Cardinals catcher has been very, very popular in the hobby. Some think that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm not so sure that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's probably a Hall of Famer. He certainly had the career longevity, and there's a lot of fanfare around him. His cards are relatively expensive for a catcher. They've been about even though over the course of the last 60 days. Now, of course, the Cardinals have caught fire. They've done really well recently, might have that opportunity to do something in the playoffs this year. What are you doing with Yadi, Parker?
So it's not so much what I'm doing with Yadi. I talked to my boy Hammer, who's the Cardinals mega fan. So of course it might be a bit biased, but Hammer's all in on Yadier Molina. And doing my research, I found that he's a 10-time All-Star. He's a 9-time Gold Glove winner. He's got 2 World Series rings. And just to kind of gauge where he's at in the, you know, mainstream popularity, I looked up 2020's top jersey sales players. He's actually 17th, even though he's kind of at the tail end of his career in a league that's dominated by these young superstars like Tatis and Acuna. That's pretty impressive. Like Joey Votto, he's only spent his career with one club, but unlike Joey Votto, it's the Cardinals, one of the most iconic baseball franchises. Some say he's one of the greatest catchers of all time. And like Jeff said, he could be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So all in all, if we're comparing him to Joey Votto, Yadier Molina seems to be a much more iconic player. And especially, you know, with the fan base of the Cardinals being what it is, he's going to go down as one of their all-time greats. So with Yadier Molina, I would say buy Yadier Molina, banking on him being a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame and potentially one of the greatest catchers of all time.
All right, Parker, thank you for all of your insight today, and we hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please hit that subscribe button and that bell icon if you haven't already. That really helps us out. And if you would like to join our team, if you would like to be part of the Sports Card Investor family, check out those jobs we have available on our website right now. A bunch of them open at sportscardinvestor.com/jobs. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. Amber will be back next week with another great episode of The Forecast. And we'll see you in the next few days with our next episode. Take care, everybody.